Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster, consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, man. Look, you didn't win, but maybe you won the hearts of everybody with fast practice times and lead laps and everything else. Good job. You got to be stoked. I mean, you got to be happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. It's weird. Weird emotions for me. Like, practice was crazy. I felt pretty good, but I didn't feel crazy good, and my times were crazy good all day. And then I'm thinking in the back of my mind, you know, I qualify all three practices. I'm like, I cannot be that guy that crushes practice and sucks in the night show.
Right.
So I kind of had I put that pressure on myself.
And then some sketchy heat race laps.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay,
yeah, I saw Wygant's tweet. Kind of pissed me off. There he is right here.
Yeah, there he is.
But, he's so good in practice. So good. He was flipping out. He could not contain himself.
Oh, my God.
He was losing his mind.
You're kidding me.
No, I was.
That's awesome.
Look, we were both like, he's a rookie. Everybody just chill down. He lost it.
I did.
I hear all you guys say that.
I did. I lost it.
He lost it.
I was 5 o'clock. I was like you at a Blink show back in the day. Like, just fucking, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah,
right,
no.
Right.
Do your interview.
Okay, all right. Why can't I piss you off?
It really pissed me off. But, yeah, I mean, it's Anaheim 1. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and not try. I could go out there and ride 80% and get 5th in the heat race and not make a single mistake. But that's not what it's ever going to be for me. I mean, I'm always going to be doing stuff like that. Sure. That's just the way it is. So,
Track on sketchy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Outdoor National sketchy.
Yeah, it's crazy because I felt once Justin made that mistake and I avoided him killing me in that next turn, I was pretty stoked. And I felt like once I got that 3-3 before the whoops, it seems like, I don't know if it was just setting me up better for the corner or what, but I pulled away from him a little bit, and he did inch back up on me a little before I made the mistake, but I felt super solid. I felt super solid and got into a groove. And then I framed the triple and kind of like knocked the wind out of myself. And then I'm like, I didn't want to push to go get him and then compound my mistake and make another mistake. So I kind of settled for a second a little bit. But I mean, what are you going to do? It's a double-edged sword. It's like, I go for it on a track that's deteriorating like that. The moisture's coming up. It's getting slicker.
Yeah.
And then I grenade myself and I get 12. It's like, I don't want to do that same old song and dance. You know, I'd rather just take it on the
chin. Well, I don't know. You couldn't see behind you, but dudes were making tons of mistakes. So I was gathering that the track was,
I figured the track was really bad when my last 5 or 6 laps was terrible and nobody was catching me. I mean, I was first gear in the long set of whoops. First gear, like blipping the throttle. I don't even want to look at the data. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But I've never hit the very bottom of a bowl corner.
Mm-hmm.
The corner before the long set of whoops, before the over-under bridge, we were on the flat part of the bowl corner.
Right.
And you just don't practice that ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm hardly in first gear ever at the practice track either, and I was in first gear half the time out there, so just always learning.
We know you're in shape and all that, but how was that extra 5 minutes? How was it?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. I think it's just more so for me just remembering to breathe, and in the beginning, not spiking my heart rate too much, and then sometimes I can spike it too much. Even in the heat race, making those mistakes in the beginning, like you said, like you get your heart rate to spike, and then you stop breathing, and you just don't recover, then you get fatigued, your arms get heavy, all that stuff. So in the beginning, I got past Brayton, and I was like, take a couple breaths, kind of, I was after the mechanics area, I was sitting down over the finish line face to kind of avoid doing a 250-pound squat every lap there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just taking a nice breath, and I felt super good that way, so.
Got to be happy with the night for sure. How did you find the tweet that you had in 2014 about the opening music? How do you find that?
It's funny, you know, I had my gloves on and my helmet on. I was riding out for opening ceremony. Like, I was about to get on the bike, and I'm like, hold up, I got to go grab something. Because I remembered that.
Okay,
and then, because somebody had mentioned me in it, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I saved it. Like, I favorited it or whatever.
From way back. Yeah. Somebody found it.
Yeah, somebody found it. Okay. Somebody found it.
It's not as impressive because I was like, how does this kid dig this up?
No, yeah, not as, but I thought it was cool. I wanted to. It's weird the stuff I think about.
Right.
People may think that's stupid, but.
No,
that kind of stuff, I just, like, I think about that. I've thought about that for a while. Yeah. Like, I'm going to have to retweet that before I go out
there. Yeah, no. That was hot. I like that. That might have been this. Almost as impressive as the riding. So, yeah.
I found a tweet. Yeah. Right. We love the fans.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Nice work. Really happy for you. And St. Louis next week. See you there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.